Good morning. The weather elements are materializing as forecast over the past 24 hours as a digging upper-level trough pivoting through the Great Lakes phases with another area of energy lifting out of the Gulf of Mexico. Explosive storm development is underway in response to this phasing along the Carolina coast, and this process will continue through the morning as the low moves up the eastern seaboard. Snow overspread interior New York and New England a few hours ago, and as the deepening storm heads east of New Jersey and toward eastern Long Island, the snow will fall heavily and the wind will begin to increase out of the northeast. At times, the snow will fall at the rate of 1 to 3 inches per hour into the evening, and the wind will gust over 35 miles per hour. Blizzard conditions are likely closer to the storm track, roughly south of I-90, but perhaps even into eastern New York and western New England toward the Canadian border. There will be considerable blowing and drifting snow, and even a few rumbles of thunder are possible, a testament to just how rapidly the storm is going to intensify. Temperatures will remain in the teens and 20s through the day. However, wind chill values will be much lower and even closer to zero. By this evening, the deepening system will track almost directly over Cape Cod. At this point, the wind will shift to the northwest, and the heaviest snow will begin to lift to the northeast and out of the region. Still, winds will remain gusty tonight, and light snow will persist on and off for the overnight period. Temperatures will be in the teens and wind chill values near zero. By sunrise tomorrow, most of the accumulating snow will be over, and almost all of interior New York and New England will have a fresh blanket of 14 to 24 inches of snow. Hill towns and mountains, including the Catskills, Taconics, the Litchfield Hills, Southern Green Mountains, and the Berkshires, could have some localized totals of up to 30 inches of snow with higher drifts. In the Champlain Valley and across the Canadian border to Lake Ontario, and also from Utica westbound on I-90, 10 to 18 inches of snow will fall. Wednesday will still be quite windy and cold. Off and on snow showers will still be likely in the wake of the storm, with only minor additional accumulations. More persistent snow is likely in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains on Wednesday. Highs will be in the mid-20s. As we get into the day on Thursday, still blustery and cold, with a mix of sun and clouds, upper 20s. Mostly sunny on Friday in the 30s with high pressure in control. And an Alberta Clipper heading our way could produce some more snow or rain and snow on Saturday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, continues to feel like winter across much of the country despite it being mid-March. A large high-pressure center sinking southward from Canada to the central United States will keep January-like temperatures around through the middle of the week. Afternoon highs are expected to be 15 to 30 degrees below normal. Meanwhile, warm weather will continue across the southwestern United States with no rain or snow in the forecast. The lower elevations of the desert southwest could even reach the lower 90s for highs over the next few days. At Mount Washington this morning, 50 miles visibility under cloudy skies and one above zero with a south wind at 20 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and blowing snow and 11 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 1/2 mile visibility and moderate snow, 18 degrees, the dew point 13, 81% relative humidity, a north wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.16 inches, and it is falling rapidly. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City windy with snow, heavy at times, possibly mixing with sleet, 8 to 12 inches, highs in the upper 20s. Boston, windy with snow, heavy at times, mixing with sleet and rain, 8 to 12 inches, with highs in the mid-30s. And in Buffalo, windy with snow and 2 to 4 inches, with highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 30 degrees, the low 10, the average temperature 20, that's 14 degrees below normal. No snowfall yesterday. Up until midnight, just 0.2 inches of snow, which is 5.5 inches below normal, and 41.4 inches for the season, which is 11.2 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 43 degrees. The average low, 25. The record high, 75, set in 1946, and the record low, 6 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7.09 a.m., sunset this evening, 7.01 p.m., 11 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Snow, heavy at times today, windy with blowing and drifting snow with highs in the lower 20s. More snow and wind tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, snow heavy at times today, very windy with blowing and drifting snow and highs in the upper 20s to around 30. More snow and wind tonight, winding down with lows in the upper teens to around 20. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, snow heavy at times today, windy with blowing and drifting snow with highs in the lower 20s. Snow winding down tonight, still windy with lows in the middle teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, snow heavy at times throughout the day today, very windy with blowing and drifting snow and temperatures in the middle 20s. Snow beginning to wind down tonight, still windy with lows in the middle to upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Snow, heavy at times throughout the day today, windy with considerable blowing and drifting snow. Highs in the lower to mid-20s. More snow winding down tonight, though the wind will remain, with lows in the mid to upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy and cold, leftover snow showers and blowing snow, mid-20s, a mix of sun and clouds, blustery Thursday, upper 20s, mostly sunny, lower to mid-30s on Friday, cloudy with a chance of snow or snow and rain Saturday in the mid-30s, scattered snow shower Sunday in the upper 30s, and mostly sunny in the lower 40s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.